UFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. With the new WMFO protocols, I'll be doing just a one-hour show today. However, most of it has lots of new music recently released that you haven't heard of before, which is why this is called Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up with you. Music from the Vaughn Brothers, Josh Rouse, and Squeeze. Also have new stuff from Albertine Sarges, Divine Sweater, and Callie. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from No Vacation. This is Yam Yam, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh, do. Yes, you do. And soon I will too.
Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Roll and I'll just feel something.
don't play hide and seek in the bushes. You are sending beams up just from the highest point in town. You meet her for picnic and such touchy service, looking for a secret, get all the metadata here.
Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a warm Tuesday morning. We finished up music there from Albertine Sarges. She's had a lot of collaborative projects, numerous of them, including Holly Hernan and the Indica. Albertine brings together a new band and a new album. In this new configuration, in her new full-length album, The Sticky Fingers, officially dropped on January 29th. It's only 8 songs deep, but really it's quite interesting, quirky. That song that really caught my ear is the one you just heard there. It's called The Girls. Also squeezed in there, the Vaughn Brothers. Family Style was the album. Hard to Be was the tune. It's the only album that the boys did together. Reverie Sound Review, kind of a smaller Canadian supergroup. From their self-titled debut album, that was Passports and Passes. No Vacation got it all started. From their EP Intermission, that was Yam Yam.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Ready. We have music coming to you in this hour from Josh Rouse, some Squeeze, and also Sly and the Family Stone. Next up, it's the latest from Divine Sweater. Divine Sweater is an unsigned, mixed-gendered indie alt-rock five-piece. They're from Boston, which is a wonderful thing. I just ran into these guys probably about 2 months ago with their new single called I Knew You Better. It came out back in March of this year. I'm liking it a lot. They've been releasing a steady stream of singles since 2018, 10 of them. Check it out for yourself. See if you like it. New music from Divine Sweater here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
A picture book, a paper letter. Remember when I knew you better? You were my bank, I was your debtor. Remember then, I knew you better. Come back.
91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio, Tufts University. It's TK here, music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with the latest from The Sacred Souls. These Sacred Souls are a sweet-sounding soul trio. They're from San Diego, California, and they feel like to me like a band out of time. They've committed to analog and drawing inspiration from obscure bands while making it all work so well. It all began when 23-year-olds Alex Garcia and Sal Samano, they grew up in Chula Vista, surrounded by Chicano soul music, piles of records, and lowrider culture. 2018, Samano and Garcia formed an oldies band, and they started writing instrumentals, but they didn't have a sense for lyrics or a dedicated vocalist. They weren't sure what to do with this half-finished material, and then months later, they ran into Josh Lane and his, well, magical voice, and the band was formed. They recently signed to Daptone Records, which is a great soul label, and together, on January 22nd of this year, they released Will I See You Again? It's called, I was actually drawn to the B-side, and that's called Our Love. So I really like These Sacred Souls. I'm hoping some more stuff is coming out from them soon. Josh Ross, squeezed in the middle there from the album 1972. That was Come Back, parenthetically, Light Therapy. And Divine Sweater with I Knew You Better. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Winnetka Bowling League. They are an indie alt-rock pop mixed-gender quartet out of Los Angeles, California. They're fronted by Matthew Coma. They came out strong back in 2018 with a single called On the Five. They haven't really looked back. They are associated with RCA Records, which hasn't hurt them as well. They released an EP called Cloudy with a Chance of Sun in April of last year. Six songs deep with a fun feel to it. Song that got my attention is track number two. This is called Slow Dances. Music from Winnetka Bowling League here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Shooting. If I hung a dream, got you. Cha-cha. my hair, all these little things are bringing fun. I sold my house, the Gucci shoes. What good are they to me or you? I lost my wallet, but I don't want it. I don't need things new. I cha-cha change my ways, those better chains are gone.
Music you might otherwise miss on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio. Tufts University, we finished up there with a tune from Miss Libby Steele. Libby is sometimes sold than I found out. Depends on which website you're on, because she is multi-talented. She's an artist, an actor, and a musician. Terrifically talented. It's just amazing. Anyway, that tune is called The End. It was released as a standalone single back in 2018, and at the time, on her music website of Libby Steele, that song was able to be freely downloaded. I don't know if it's still that way. I probably should check. But hey, if you want to check it out, Libby Steele, The End, might still be there. Squeeze, of course, from their terrific album, East Side Story, with Tempted, Winnetka Bowling League. Got it all started with Slow Dances. Just a reminder, I'll be doing another Music You Might Otherwise Miss on Thursdays. It's on WBRS.org, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It'll be the new release show. We focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. So check that out. The best of the new music out each week on Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from Callie. Callie is spelled K-A-L-I. She's a 16-year-old unsigned singer-songwriter. She's considered, well, a prodigy of sorts. She grew up playing recitals, covering Beatles tunes, taking private lessons. She's just talented, and which blows me away as a 16-year-old. Anyway, I ran across her music back in January. She has just recently released her debut EP, Circle. This is the first single I found from her. It's called Lucy. It's new music from Callie here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Secret that she might tell you. I'm not quite the man that you said I'd be. And over the paper you glanced disappointedly. Ooh, how am I supposed to learn to you?
Listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Summer days.
Well, that'll do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. Hope you had some fun, too. Hope you got a new song deal. That's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Damian Dempsey, going back to 2006 release Shots. This is called Hold Me. Hopefully, I'll see you here on Thursday at 11 a.m. on WBRS.org for the new release show. Again, here on Tuesday, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on WMFO.org. You all have a great day.
Since I had